More now on our top story today, the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. Here Now's Robin Young is off today, but left these thoughts.
When we first met General David Petraeus in 2006, he'd free-fallen from favor with civilian leaders in the Bush-era military, banished from Iraq to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, because he suggested that U.S. forces switch from fighting insurgents to befriending Iraqis so they would fight them, something he called counterinsurgency. So Petraeus was in exile, and yet we remember watching him walk alone down the long hall to our studios, in uniform, bearing erect, as if leading a battalion. He'd come at the request of our friend Seth Moulton, a young Marine who served four tours of Iraq, became a special assistant to Petraeus, and stood by him throughout his exile. As Petraeus left, he gave me a general's medallion, which I graciously gave to a colleague with young sons and immediately and selfishly wanted back. So, the next time Petraeus came to our studios, I asked for another one. This time, he was surrounded by a swarm of aides, a textbook example of recovering from setback. He'd taken that time in Fort Leavenworth to literally write the book on counterinsurgency. He was now elevated to Commander, U.S. Central Command. It said so on my new medallion, which I'd planned to put in a Christmas shadow box for a nephew who'd recently burst into tears because he doesn't have a dad or a grandpa like his cousins. No man to look up to. The plan was to include my dad's Marine medals from Guadalcanal, a picture of my uncle from the Battle of the Bulge, and the general's medallion. But now what? Should you enshrine one of the great military minds of our day who became the head of the CIA and then threw it all away? And then there's Paula Broadwell, West Point grad, married mother of two, Petraeus biographer and paramour. But we knew her for her fierce support of Team Red, White, and Blue, an organization for injured vets. We went to her big fundraiser for them in North Carolina during the Democratic Convention. John Stewart came. Now we're reading that her affair with Petraeus was uncovered after she sent harassing emails to another woman. Why ask why? We just had author Barbara Kingsolver on. She begins her new novel with the line, "A certain feeling comes from throwing your good life away, and it is one part rapture." But we are thinking we need people like General Petraeus and Paula Broadwell in the military. She improved lives. He undoubtedly saved them by changing U.S. strategy. We learn once again, you can't put people on pedestals. They will fling themselves off. But I've decided you can put them in a shadow box. Come to think of it, my adored Marine dad was not perfect either.
News is next, here and now.